This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 10th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, the next item is item number three. Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Republican Party of Orange County, Federal RPOC A11-23. Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, everybody. We have Zuzana Pachios, Robert Morecombe, and Kendrick Smith of the Audit Division here. Would you like to make a presentation, or should we just go forward?
Whatever is best with you.
Do you have anything additional that you'd like to
Nothing
add?
Nothing additional since the, as far as the opening, since the last meeting.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions? Commissioner Goodman.
Yeah, I just have it's as much maybe a legal question as it is specifically audit. It looked like from the audit report that the Orange County Republicans have attempted to begin reverse engineering this transaction. Is that right? I mean, have they reported a debt?
They reported the transfers as a debt owed to the federal account. Yes.
Okay, so what they've essentially started doing is reporting a debt from their federal account to their 11 account.
Correct.
Okay. Is there an alternative way to reverse engineer it, and that is for the Orange County's 11 fund to reimburse the 11 fund of the California State Republican Party of the same amount, $73,000? Would that also set things right? I mean, I understand what's done is done, but would that be another way to reverse engineer or pay the debt, essentially?
We'd have to think about that more and discuss it with counsel.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ms. Stevenson, do you have any idea? I mean, what they're trying to do is, what they've tried to do thus far is acknowledge the position taken by the auditors thus far. And they're trying to make things right. And I think we're all for them trying to make things right. And I'm just looking for the ways in which to do it. One would be for the federal account to reimburse the 11 account. But couldn't they also raise 11 funds into their 11 account and then pay back the 11 account of the California Republican Party?
And for the record, Margaret Foreman, OGC. In theory, that could be possible. It's my understanding that the committee at this time might not have its own 11 funds, at least sufficient 11 funds to do this.
Well, apparently the federal account, by the way, it may be a debt. That's what their federal account has already done. They don't have the federal money to reimburse $73,000, apparently, to the 11. So what they're doing is they're reporting a debt of their federal account to their 11 account. Couldn't the 11 account report a debt to the California State Republican Party, then go out and raise it? And by the way, this is post hoc trying to make things right. I'm just saying, why wouldn't that be an alternative way to reverse engineer the transfer of 11 funds from the California State Party to the Orange County Republican Party?
All 11 funds still have to be on.
We'd have to give it more thought. We'd have to take a look at the law and the reporting mechanisms and so forth for that.
Okay. Unclear then at this point. Okay. I'll just express this as one commissioner. It seems to me it would be a reasonable alternative, and that we ought to let the Orange County Republicans know that if they're trying to make things right, and they were in the midst of the audit, they started reporting this debt. I think that we ought to alert them that there's more than one way. There's more than one way to make things right if that's their objective, to try to, you know, reverse engineer the Levin Fund transfers.
Okay. Well, this matter is, as I understand it, statute of limitations imperiled. So, you know, rather than I would entertain a motion. Is there a motion? Commissioner.
I'll make a motion. I move approval of the Audit Division recommendations as set forth in the Audit Division recommendation memorandum on the Republican Party of Orange County Federal RPOC A11-23. Agenda document 15-05-A.
Vice Chair.
Thank you, Matt. Excuse me, Madam Chair. I'll support the motion, but I first want to address some of the issues that were brought up by counsel for the Republican Party of Orange County. You know, I've stated it before, and it continues to be my position that McCain-Feingold, the burdens that it placed upon state and local political party committees, in particular, I think have been in many instances very unfortunate, and I think in many cases don't make a lot of sense. I think that they have had to bear a disproportionate amount of the weight of the regulatory burdens that are imposed by that act. However, they are, as it stands right now, they haven't been overturned by a court that they in McConnell, the last word on the issue that's specifically here before us on Levin accounts, they did uphold the homegrown requirement where in order to raise Levin funds, you have to the party unit that is actually dispersing them can only use monies that they have raised themselves. Monies can't be transferred to them that then are spent for voter registration, for example. And I'm not sure, just from a policy matter, how much I agree with that. But the statute is very, very clear on this matter about how these funds have to be raised in a homegrown fashion. And so as a commissioner, I see that my hands are pretty much tied on this. I don't see that I have a lot of discretion, even if I am sympathetic to the underlying concern about what this actually means in practice for these parties and how it leads to some, I would say, some unusual or some results that I think are less than optimal. But having said that, I will support the motion, but I want to know that the comments that were submitted by the party's counsel were well taken.
Thank you. Commissioner Walter, did you want to? Oh, I thought you did. Are there any other comments on the motion? If not, the motion is to approve the audit, approve the recommendation. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay. It's unanimous. Thank you.